everyone. Welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Morgan. Hi, Court.
Hi.
How are you?
So good.
So good.
Like extra good today.
Extra good. I love that. I actually, honestly, having a great day.
It's been 10 out of 10 vibes. This week has been a big one.
A big one. Tell me why it's been so exciting, Court.
Well, we have such an exciting milestone that we hit this week, and we have just been celebrating it, relishing in it. 20-something girl podcast hit 6,000 plays.
Yay! Oh my gosh, silently screaming over here.
I can't believe we hit 6,000 this week. Like, that is just a crazy number to me.
Yeah, that's such a, that is, it's like mind-blowing. When you sent me a screenshot that we hit it, I was like, whoa, what? Us?
I know.
Like, 20-something girl? It's crazy. I'm so happy.
It feels pretty crazy, pretty good. And we are just two very thankful, giddy girls.
Two very thankful, giddy girls. We celebrated this weekend enjoying some donuts, which I found out is Court's go-to dessert and also mine.
That's so funny. I am such a donut girl. I would pick a donut over any other dessert any day.
Same. And listen, for anyone who's local to the Central Alberta area, Red Deer specifically, we got to try out Maverick's new donut shop in Red Deer. So good.
12 out of 10.
Yeah, 12 out of 10.
It was so good.
It was so good. They made us little custom donuts, which was amazing. They're so sweet. And then we got the same donut. Also, we like the same donut.
What the heck was
what
did that?
What did we get?
We got a couple of apple fritters for a little snack afterwards. So good.
It was so good. Yeah. It was such a good way to spend the weekend. We're so happy. So thank you guys.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here with us. I mean, it's amazing. And we just always feel so excited every time we hit anything.
Yeah.
Or even anytime we even sit down to record. Really. But if you know us, you know that we like to celebrate and romanticize our life in every aspect. And getting some 6,000 play donuts was the way to go this week.
In our cute feathered coats, because we're extra.
We did not get stared at all.
I was seriously driving to the donut shop, and all you see is feathers. I think when you look over and the stares from people, we're like, it's a Sunday. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So happy. I'm so excited. We're so excited you're here with us. We're excited to keep recording for you. We are just two happy girls.
Yes. Yeah. So good.
So fun.
So tell me about your week.
Okay. What do I got to update you on? Honestly, my week, still very chill. I was a bit of a sad girl this week. Little sad girl for a night moment. Or two. Yeah, you know, I deleted the dating apps, Court.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just needed a break.
Yeah. I made a TikTok video and it went kind of viral also, and I was like, this is my official resignation from dating apps. And all the comments were like, she says that, whatever. And
really?
I was like, yeah. And I was like, no, this time I'm holding myself. I mean it. So yeah, to give you a boy update, there's not one. We are solo. We're in our solo era again.
And that is okay.
That is okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. It was a little bit of a sad week. Just in that aspect, because we all have those days. But then I just pick myself up and I'm like, nope, no more being sad.
Yeah, gotta keep going, gotta delete the apps, take a break, take a step back.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like we talk about it all the time. Let yourself feel those feelings, because whatever may have happened, it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
just sit in it.
Yes.
And then pick yourself back up and keep going.
Yeah. I feel like I was maybe losing myself a little bit, getting lost in the dating world. So it's honestly just like a nice reminder to refocus on myself. I mean, we've talked about it week after week on here, and I just feel like I don't know. It was a nice reminder for me to be like, yeah, no, like back to focusing on Morgan, which I did something exciting. I posted on Instagram.
Oh, I saw this.
I know. I tried to wait, but I was too excited. And
okay.
I posted.
Tell us what it is.
I joined a coaching program with Taylor Ann Fitness, which if you don't follow her, you should. And I'm so excited about it.
I'm so excited for you. Okay, tell us everything. So, what made you reach, like, yeah, what made you do it? How are we feeling?
She did, like, this giveaway, giving away, like, a coaching program. I entered. She had reached out to me and just, like, said, like, what's holding you back? And I was like, honestly, this, this, and this. She was like, well, like, maybe we can chat. And, like, I don't know, just talking to her for quick conversation, I just felt so drawn to do it for some reason. I'm very, like, healthy gal, I would say, but I don't prioritize it. And so I'm doing it. I'm, like, literally, yeah, we're doing the whole thing. Like, my lifestyle is about to change. So this week has been, like, just tracking what I'm eating, my exercise and stuff.
Kind of seeing where you're at.
Yeah, and then it starts next week.
I'm so excited. Like, Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited too. I'm like really, I was terrified and I told her this. I'm very nervous about it. I don't know why. It's a 9-month program. Yeah. Just like taking you through everything. I think maybe I've talked about it on here, but the one thing that I struggle with is food. Not in like a bad way. I don't know how to cook. I don't know what fuels my body in the right way. So I'm so excited to just like learn about food and prioritize it.
Yeah.
So that's probably like the thing I'm most looking forward to. But yeah, I don't know. Just having someone hold me accountable, all the things. I'm going to give weekly updates here.
We're all here for it. I'm personally waiting for it. I can't wait to see what happens and how it works out for you. It's also like a very vulnerable spot.
Very vulnerable.
You know, so it makes sense why you're scared and might be a little bit hesitant or scared or whatnot. And it's like, but you're still doing it, you're still pushing for it, and you're just gonna put yourself out there.
I just felt like it was such a good time. Like, I was like, again, I have no one to worry about but myself. Why not invest the time and the money into learning about what I'm putting in my body and how I can be healthier? I don't know, I'm just so excited. But yeah, some big lifestyle changes coming.
Wow, that's so exciting.
Good
for you. I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah,
and that's nice. You kind of do, when you meet someone, especially when you're working with someone in that type of environment, it's like you want to feel that instant connection to be comfortable.
Yeah,
right.
Oh yeah, I do not have enough good things to say about her, and I'm like not even started yet, but
yeah,
she is wonderful. I'm teamed up with a coach on her team, so not directly with her, but she's very heavily involved. And I don't know, I just really appreciate her brand and everything she's done to kind of create this program. Like, everything, I don't have enough good things to say, and I'm just getting started. So I'm sure there's going to be so much more to discover, but I'm excited to share it with you and everyone else.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, it'll be good.
It'll be so good.
It will be so good. So yeah, that was a big move for me. And then again, there's some lifestyle changes that come with this. So Friday night was kind of like my last
hurrah.
I decided to, I never get to do this, but I went to the Rebels game in Calgary. So I got to watch the game. Yeah.
Cool.
So we took like a fan bus up there and I got to like enjoy the game, and I enjoyed some beverages and got a ride home on the way back. Woke up feeling it the next day. I was like, this is why we're not drinking. This is why we're giving this up.
This is why the lifestyle's getting changed.
But yeah, it was like a fun little last hurrah before my lifestyle changes. And then I worked on Saturday night at the game. Now I'm here. That was my week.
I love that for you. That's so fun that you got to go to Calgary and actually just like,
I know,
watch.
I know. I was living. I got to like stand up and cheer. We won. It was just like so fun. Yeah, wow. To be a fan. So yeah, my week was, you know, it had some low lows and some high highs, and I'm happy.
You're just riding it.
I'm riding the roller coaster.
I love it. We're all here for it.
Thank you. How was your week?
My week was good. My week was, I feel like I always say that. My week was good. But it was.
No,
it was
bad
pretty,
weeks.
Yeah, it was pretty chill. We got to check out a new spot downtown. Mm-hmm. We went out on a little date night this past week to 53 on Ross.
Cute.
A new restaurant with Chef Phil.
They just opened up.
I'm so happy for them. I've been hearing about this journey with them for months now, so it's so exciting to see like it come
together
and see everything. It turned out so beautiful. The vibe in there is so elevated. Yeah. Like, it's just a really nice spot to go for dinner, and I feel like Red Deer is kind of missing this touch.
Yes.
So it was super nice to check out.
And how was the food?
So good. I got the risotto. And it is one of their vegetarian dishes, and it has like squash, carrots, and it was just so different than like what I would never cook that at home.
Yeah.
Because I'm no chef. Like
No.
So it was good, and we got like a cocktail and just had a little date. It was so
cute.
It was really good, and I'm really happy we got to check it out because that was only their like second day open.
Oh, that's so amazing. Yeah. I want to try it. I've like followed along and I looked up their menu online and I was like,
oh. Looks so good. I think everybody says to get the salmon. I think that's like my next one.
Salmon's my favorite.
It's so, I would so love good.
We might have to do a 20-something girl
we should
date night.
Yeah absolutely. That's our next spot.
Yeah, that is our next spot. Yeah. Hey, cute.
So that was great. We and then we went out again.
Yeah,
we went to Browns. Oh, back at Browns.
Back to
hadn't
it.
Hadn't been there in a few weeks, so we rallied up the troops. So we went out for dinner with a few of our friends, and that was just so nice to catch up.
Fun.
Right? Just like, yeah. It's just so funny. It's all the boys get talking, and like us girls just like don't stop. So we just go on for hours.
And
it's just like completely different conversations. It's so funny.
Always is.
But Saturday night, I did something crazy.
What did you do?
I went to a movie at 9:45 p.m.
You're joking. You.
Yes. Where usually I'm in bed, like, no joke, by like 9 every single day. It doesn't even matter if it's a weekend.
That is absolutely shocking to me.
Yeah, 9:45. And I got hooked into it because we were going to do a little, my boyfriend really wanted to see Dune 2.
Okay.
And the only times it was playing was 6:15 or 9:45. 6:15 was a little bit rushed after work.
Yeah.
But 9:45, I mean, we did not get out till almost 1 o'clock because it's like a 3-hour movie.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a time change.
Oh my gosh, Court.
So when I woke up this morning, I have never seen bags under my eyes like that.
I was going to say, that's like late for you.
Yeah, and I do pride myself on one of my biggest flexes in life is that I'm a really good sleeper.
Uh-huh.
So like when I go to bed, I don't wake up until the morning.
Yeah.
Like I don't
good.
Wake up throughout the night. I just, whatever. Yeah. But this week I was just kind of doing the exact opposite, waking up. I don't know. I just didn't sleep well this week.
So then
the last day of the week, I was just like, wow, I'm feeling it.
No.
But we're here.
Yeah, that time change came out of nowhere.
And you know what? I convinced myself that it was a good one.
Oh no, that's even worse.
I had it so twisted because time changes just really confused me.
I know.
So I had convinced myself that it was, no, we like...
We were gaining an hour.
An hour.
Yeah, no.
And then my boyfriend was like, no, we're not, we're losing.
Yeah.
And I was so twisted that I had somehow convinced him to be like, yeah, you're right. Like, we are losing. And on our way home at like 1 a.m. last night, he was like, no, we are losing an hour. Like, you have been so wrong. How did I let you talk me into this?
Oh my gosh. Wow. So you had a late night.
Late night. But Dune 2 was really good.
Was it? I didn't even see the first one.
Sorry. The first one? I'm not a sci-fi girl or whatever category this is. I would consider it sci-fi, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. That is not my genre. Me either. But I will say the Dune movies are really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the one. Correct me if I'm wrong, with like Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet and Austin Butler's
in the second one. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's like that weird dude.
He
that
is
looks
so weird,
so different.
He is so crazy, and he absolutely like killed that role.
Really?
Like, he was amazing.
Okay, well, the press that those three did, I will say, caught my attention because they just like seemed like three best friends who had been hanging out forever. Like, I just loved their vibe, so I was intrigued to see it.
You should give it a watch when it comes to home, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're
I wouldn't
right.
go at 9:45.
Not a 9:45.
Yeah. Or if you can make the 6:15 show, definitely go watch it. It's pretty good.
And okay.
My mom was asking me, do you need to watch Dune 1 to like make sense?
Yeah.
I said, probably.
Yeah.
But I watched a 5-minute recap before I went in, and I was good.
You were good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But I had seen it before, I guess. But
okay, great.
Anyway, so late night movie.
So it was a good week besides
it was great.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Time change really threw me for a loop.
Yeah. How are you feeling today?
Exhausted.
I don't feel like I usually get affected by time change, but this that today.
Yeah, bad.
Gosh.
I know. I definitely like the fall one better, falling back rather than springing forward. That's how I remember it. If you ever... I know.
It just doesn't click. And I when know. Something doesn't click with me...
No, like, I know. That's so fair.
It's never
I get it.
Click.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's tough out there.
It is
But
tough
the
out there.
Only plus is that, like, now you know that days are going to get lighter.
I know.
And that is such a good feeling.
So good. And, like, the 8-degree weather today was feeling so nice. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for spring and summer.
I know.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
I'm not getting tempted by this nice weather.
No, though. Me either. You're right. We still live in Alberta.
It's not May long yet. I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah. But we survived.
We survived. Great. Well, I love it. Do you have a favorite this week?
I sure do.
Oh my God. Can't
and
wait.
It might be a little bit basic because I feel like it's something that everybody knows about, but I have to share it.
Okay.
Because
well, mine was basic last week, so.
It just happened.
Tell me.
Okay. My favorite this week is the Charlotte Tilbury?
Yep.
Lip liner in Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk. I was going to say.
It is just so good. I stopped using it for a little bit, but I recently have gravitated back to it.
Yeah.
And it's just like the perfect shade of like pink that works.
Yeah. Cute.
Right?
Oh, I have. Listen, I am not a lip liner girly, if you can believe it. I don't think
you
I own one.
That. Yeah.
I have said that. But that is one that I know about and I have always wanted to try it because I just feel like every skin tone, it works.
It really does. I feel like people say that it's pretty universal amongst skin tones.
Yeah.
I had first tried it. A girl was doing my makeup for a shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she put it on, I was like, what is this color? And I've been using it since. And that was probably in like 2021.
Wow.
So it kind of, you know, you can go on and off. But
so you love it. Okay.
Love it. I'm back on. And that mixed with the Dior like lip gloss, lip oil or whatever has been the combo lately.
Cute. Love that. I always love a new lip combo, so maybe I'll be a lip liner girl. I should just go try it. I've only tried like dark reds when I wear like a red lip.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel like I look like a clown, but that's like red lips, so
yeah, red lips are just bold, right?
Yeah, so I should try a little cutie pink nude.
I think you would like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Just buy the little mini ones.
Yeah, you're right.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Okay, I love that.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is music related.
Oh.
I rediscovered an album. Again, a little bit of a sad girl this week. So, Kelsey Ballerini, Rolling Up the Welcome Mat. She brought out this album at the beginning of last year. It's so good, Court. Like, that album speaks to my soul. And so then I was just, I don't know. I go back and forth with my music selection, but like when I'm feeling it, that is the album I gravitate towards. So it's been playing nonstop on my Spotify, like nonstop. Penthouse, the healed version, it's so good. So what she did is she came out with a couple songs that changed over time, and oh my God, they're just so good. It's just like the best album. So I'm a little bit of obsessed.
I don't think I've actually ever listened to that album, so I should definitely...
You don't have to like country to do it. I would say it's like more on the country poppy side, but it's definitely a good album.
A good
yeah.
Got you in your feels this week.
Got me in my feels. She also came out with a song added on to like, there's a deluxe version, I believe, and it's called How Do I Do This? And it's all about her now like being healed from her divorce and like dating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, back to it.
Yeah.
Me. I need this energy.
I need this energy.
So yeah, I've just been listening to a lot of Kelsey Ballerini this week, and that's my favorite.
Okay, I am obsessed with that. I love that.
Yeah, I love Kelsey Ballerini. She's on my bucket list for sure.
To see?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my favorite.
So good.
So good. What are we talking about today?
We have such an exciting episode today, you guys. We are doing the full rundown of Who is Morgan?
Yay.
We are doing a fully Morgan focused little interview. I have created all of the questions. You don't know any of them.
No, I know nothing. not one.
So it's going to be so good. I feel like it's just good. Actually, this was 100%. We do have to give credit. It was inspired by Gals on the Go podcast.
Yep.
They recently did solo interviews on each other and we just loved it so much.
Loved it.
So it's like we definitely need to do that and let people get to know you a little bit more.
I know. I'm so excited. Yeah, I mean, it's weird talking about yourself so much, but I'm excited to find out what you put together. And
I know.
Hopefully give the 20-something girls a little insight into my life.
Yeah, who you are,
yeah,
what you do, the works.
Everything.
I was telling Morgan just right before we started recording that I broke it down into a couple different categories. So we have the random speed round. That's good warm up.
Okay.
So that's where we're going to start. And then a few life, maybe a couple dating sprinkled in there, and just go for it.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Let's start.
Okay.
Okay. Right off the bat, first things first, if you had a warning label, what would it be?
Oh my God.
So like,
okay,
warning, do not approach in the morning.
Oh, okay. You know, okay,
warning, okay, will cry if yelled at. Oh, that would 100% be mine.
That's, I was gonna say, that is me. I'm a crier for sure. Okay, yeah, I would say warning, will break out into song at any point of the day.
I love it.
It's very much my personality, as yeah, people know on here.
Really
yeah, I'm really
embracing your glee.
Yeah, embracing my glee, exactly. That is me. I like to think my life is like a musical sometimes. So that's probably it. I'll choose
okay,
that one.
I love it. Okay, what is one of your pet peeves?
Pet peeves. I actually just, this got brought up the other day. One of my pet peeves, I do not like loud chewers. Actually makes me irk.
Yeah.
And then I will say people going on their phones in like good conversations.
Yes. Oh, that's such a good one.
That
drives me crazy.
It drives me crazy. Like I just feel like there's a time and a place and you can figure it out. Like I feel like you just know when is an appropriate time. And I'm just not a fan when people do it to me because I feel like I'm not interesting and they're not listening to me.
Yeah.
So I would say that irks me.
Just gets, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. This is our speed round.
Okay.
Okay. What is your go-to perfume?
Oh my gosh.
Do you have a signature scent?
No. Okay. No, seriously. This, I said to one of my best friends this past, we do like a, I think I talked about it on here already, but we do like a group birthday gift for all of our friends. And I looked at one of my best friends and I said, for my birthday, I want a perfume.
I
just have not found a smell. I have not found my scent. This is hilarious, but I have my Justin Bieber perfume from like...
Is it purple?
Yes.
With like the flower on top?
I think it's called the Somebody to Love one or something.
Something.
Anyway, I still have the bottle. Just ran out of it. Like, but it was such a nostalgic smell to me.
Yeah.
I was using Ariana Grande's for a while. I have like a running list of things. I would say like my everyday scent isn't even a perfume, but it's the Sol de Janeiro.
Oh, yes. That's a good scent to have.
It is a good one. I go through that stuff. It is my favorite. Usually if I'm at Sephora, I'm picking things up. Like I just get that 3-pack of Sol de Janeiro with like the body wash and the perfume, the small travel size.
Yeah.
I love that one. So I don't know. I'll take recommendations because I need a smell. Yeah. It is something that has been on my list. I just don't take the time to do it.
Yeah.
So
that
drop them. Okay,
good, yeah, good. I love that you just said you wanted perfume for your...
Oh, yeah. No, I've been saying it. I'm like, get me one. It's just one of those things. I'm like, I don't take the time to go do it. So I'd love if it was gifted to me. Like,
yes.
Then I'm like, oh yeah, no, I'll obsess over this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, love it.
Sorry to break it to you. I don't have one.
Okay. Do you have a bucket list travel spot?
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's hear.
Italy.
Italy.
Italy, number one.
Oh,
I, so good. Yeah, Italy is my number one bucket list. Like, I mean, Europe in general. But my best friend and I had dreamed about going to Italy, and so I would like to make that happen. Hopefully, maybe this year. It's been talked about to me, but yeah, Italy's up there.
Italy would be so... I've never been to Europe.
No, me either.
No, and it just like intrigues me so much.
Same. I just...
It's like you got to get over there at least some point in your life.
Yeah.
And Italy would be like one of the spots that you go to.
Yep. Yep.
I
no.
just want to eat and drink wine.
I know. That's all I want. Like... South of France, even like down there, and the Positano I would love to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
It's number one on my list.
Okay, we briefly talked about this last week.
Okay.
But what was your very first job?
Oh, okay. My very first job was working at Wanna Waffle.
Okay, why does that sound so familiar?
At the farmer's market.
Yes.
They're the little cart with the yellow logo.
Yes.
Some people, if you watch Dragon's Den, like I think they were on there and that's how they got their start.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it local or a chain?
It's a chain, but I think it was someone over here or something that started it. I don't know. But they are Belgian waffles. I'm not joking. They are the best waffles you will ever have in your lifetime.
Yeah.
So that was my first job. They were friends of ours and I got hired. And then I think around the same time, my first job was Red Deer Golf and Country Club. I worked there.
Right.
For a long time. Yeah. That was like my home for years and years.
Did you work there in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, they take me back right now. Like, you are a lifer when you...
Yeah.
It's one of those jobs, you know, where it's just like, yeah, those people were my favorite. So, yeah, those two were, like, my first jobs.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
I loved it.
Waffles. I love that.
Waffles.
Everybody has, like, a first job that's just, like, that's
I know.
So funny. Everybody has one. So
I know.
It's like, what was it?
I know. Seriously, so, yeah, so random.
Okay, that was our speed round.
Okay, love.
On the topic of jobs, I guess.
Okay.
We can merge into our more life round.
Yep.
So you wear many different hats.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to job title, can you tell us what you do?
Yeah. I feel like that's a very common question. People are like, what? People from one job will be like, what, is this your only job? And I'm like, oh, no.
No, the list goes
no.
on. But you do have just like your hands in a little bit of everything.
I do. If anyone knows my dad, I take after my dad. And my dad is a yes man and I am a yes girl. Like, it's hard to say no to things. And I would rather be busy than do nothing at all. So,
yeah.
So day by day, my Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 job is I work in real estate. So I'm an executive assistant right now to two realtors. They're the best ever. We have a team of realtors. I'm at RE/MAX, but work with the Blair team specifically. And so I'm the gal who's running, processing all their paperwork. And then I took an interest in social media a few years back after working with my dad. My dad owns Joe Social Media, for those who aren't familiar. And so they had hired me based on their need for social media. So I also do that in my job with real estate. So yeah, that's what I do Monday to Friday. And then you will see me at Rebels Games, as I've mentioned here. And I am the promotions director, if you want to call it. I never give myself like an official title.
Yeah.
but yeah, I basically take all of the sponsored activities. So when you see the Taco Monster Minute, when you see the Tim Hortons, anything sponsored, I take it and put it into a script, and we run that script through game time. So I'm kind of like in charge of the promo team, I guess, on game nights, and just kind of help direct people where to go, make sure questions are answered, you know, lead the team kind of thing. And so that's what I do for the Rebels. I mean, officially, when I explain it to people, I more say I'm the girl giving out coupons and talking to the kids and, you know, but there is a lot more that goes into that job. And I stepped into the lead role this year, which was like a big thing for me. And yeah, I love it. That is like my bread and butter. I love the promotion side of work. And then in the summertime, I swap out hockey for baseball and do the same thing for the Sylvan Lake Gulls out of Sylvan. So they're a baseball team with the Western Canadian Baseball League. And I do the same thing, take all the sponsorships, put them in a schedule, and then execute that schedule throughout the game.
Wow. I love to hear it. I don't think I've heard like a full, like that rundown.
Yeah, that was, I
right?
don't give that often.
No,
no.
And it's so cool to hear.
Yeah, it is really fun. I'm obviously very passionate about it, but yeah, those are like my three
solid
roles.
Ones.
Yeah, three solid roles. But my dad, like I said, owns a social media agency, so I've been contracted out of there to do some training and contract work with some businesses in Central Alberta. So I've been lucky to learn that way. And yeah, I kind of just like pick up jobs where when they come up.
Yeah.
So I stay busy. I work at the spin studio in Red Deer on Sundays. So that's just like, that one's just a little exchange, very simple, but it keeps me active and gets me to go to spin. So I love that role. But again, just I love being involved in the community.
I was going to say lots of different communities too.
Yeah.
Very, you know, under one, obviously, like title.
Yes.
But there's so many different communities in Red Deer.
Totally.
And it's cool to like see people from different circles in all of your areas.
It is so fun. Like people will come up to me at the spin studio and say, hey, were you at the Rebels game last night? I'm like, yeah,
that was me.
So yeah, it is really fun. I like, honestly, it is my pride and joy when people come up to me in public and say that they know me from this place and that I made a difference in this. Like, I just feel like being involved in all these different things is what makes me who I am, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, and it gives you that opportunity to put yourself out there in different ways.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Connect with people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, love it.
Yeah, that was my little elevator pitch, I guess.
On the topic of jobs in your everyday, can you give us a walkthrough of a typical day in your life?
Oh, I like this question.
A rant, like a Monday, or if you want to spice it up, do a Friday.
Okay. I'm going to go with like my ideal day.
Yes, because every day is different.
Yeah, no. Like, perfect day in my life would be, I would say, like, I'm a morning gym girl through and through, because after work, I don't want to do anything, or sometimes I'm going right to Rebels. So I would say I love to get up, go to the gym. Then I work from home most days of the week, which is actually very nice. So then I'll come home, make my coffee, make my breakfast, and then mosey on over to my office and work from there. But my job also gets me out a lot. Like, I'm running errands to go pick up deposit checks or picking up keys or I don't know, all the things. So I could be anywhere in the day. Sometimes I'm in Innisfail. We work out of Innisfail a lot. So again, like a different community to be in. So then, yeah, I'm working. I wrap up around 4:30. And then usually most days, like a Friday especially, or like a random Tuesday or Wednesday, I will be off to a Rebels game. And then I'm there at 4:30, 5 o'clock. So like right after work's done, grab my Alani New Energy drink, sit down, make the schedule. Everyone always asks, they're like, why do you go to the game so early? But I am like nonstop when I get to a Rebels game. So I'm working the whole time that I'm there. And then if it were a Rebels game day, then I wrap up around like 9:30, 10 o'clock, go home to bed, settle in.
Busy bee.
But yeah, like going to spin, all the things. Like most, you can find me at all my jobs anytime. Like I said, like I had a Friday night off and I went to a Rebels game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It all depends. Every day looks different, which I like that about my job. Rebels games days are busy, but again, it's just like, it's just ingrained in me now. Like I just know that it's coming. And so I just do it.
Yeah. It's part of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What tends to bring out the best in you? And what tends to bring out the worst in you? We're switching it up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Brings out the best in me, like in any aspect?
In any aspect. You know, sometimes rush hour brings out the worst in people.
Okay.
Bringing out the best could be...
Anything.
Anything you really like.
Okay. Bringing out the best in me... Well, not to go like all mushy and soft, but like this podcast literally brings out the best in me. It's now... Like, I guess I probably should have included that in my little elevator pitch, because like I consider this like a new, you know, this takes up time, but it is like, I call it my passion project of 2024, and I'm so into it. Like, just, I don't know, we were talking about it off the pod earlier today, but like having a routine of recording on Sundays and like getting to see each other and catch up and, you know, all of that, like it's just like so fun to me. It's keeping me busy, but in the best way. Like, it just doesn't feel like work to me. It just feels like so fun. And so not to make it mushy, but the podcast does bring out the best side in me, and
I love it.
Sets me up for the week. To go along with that, like, honestly, I think I brought it up episode or two before, but my best friends bring out the best in me. Making time to see them. We're in like a very busy season of life right now, but I think just intentionally choosing to see them and spend time with them is what keeps me going in such a busy, you know, like my friends are used to hearing me say, can't, I have rebels, or can't, I'm working. You know, they're used to it. But I think making the time to see them still, like, that's what keeps me going. Yeah. So those are the two that bring out the best in me. The worst in me.
I know, that one's a tricky one.
That one is a tricky one, but I feel like bringing out the worst in me. I mean, if I say yes to too many things, I will very much get to a bad side of Morgan real quick if I'm not careful. Like, I love busy, but if I take on, there is a limit. Yeah. And I feel like I know it now, so I can recognize pretty early on if I get an opportunity and I'm like, this is going to stress me out, then I have to just say no. Because I'm an empath. So, like, saying no is not easy for me.
No, yeah.
I hate feeling like I'm going to hurt someone's feelings. So when I say no to you, like, I trust you a lot, because I don't say no to many people, but that's when I end up spiraling. So,
It's like the over committing yourself and over exhausting yourself in so many different ways. It does bring out, like, a stressful,
it does,
just not ideal version.
It is. Yeah, I feel I cry all the time when I'm like that, or I'm just very much, like, overwhelmed. And so then I stop putting in a full effort that I normally, you know, wouldn't do. Like,
just don't have time.
Yeah. So then I'm treating everyone in my life, I guess, kind of putting them on the back burner. So
yeah,
I would say, yeah, those are my two. Does that,
make sense? Okay. Yeah, that's great. Those are great answers.
Okay.
You passed.
Thank you. This is intense.
Okay. Okay. Who has been one of the most influential people in your life?
Oh, every week I'm just like, I just think I'm going to cry here soon. I know. On one of these.
I think I'm like, we're going into your feels.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Well, I'm going to say my dad and my mom for both very different reasons. My dad, if you've seen what I do for a living, and if you've met my father, like, I'm a spitting image of that man. I am my dad's daughter. But he paved the way for me. Like, that, every story that he's told me, I'm like, I think it's just stuck in my brain, and it's the reason why I can be so open and so busy and so involved in the community and just, like, not care what people think is because of him. And so I think, my dad is, like, you know, that guy did the morning announcements in high school and, like, didn't give a crap about what people thought about that and what people said about him. And I just feel like that's very much the route I've gone. Like, I take after him in that aspect, and his drive and his ability to make people smile. And I know I'm not unwell.
You have me, like, in my feels. Like, I'm could actually cry right now.
Yeah.
You guys.
My dad is a big reason of why I do what I do and why I'm still going. We talk about it often. He's, like, the person I open up to about it, because we both know that we say yes way too often and we don't know how to say no. But, you know, I think there are select few people in this world that see the hard work we're putting in and see how exhausting we are, but we're exhausted for all the right reasons, because we're doing it for businesses and for people we love, and we're very passionate about it. So my passion comes from my dad, and I'm very lucky to have him in my corner supporting me. And then my mom, same thing. She does not have my extroverted personality at all. But my mom is the person I'm calling 500 times a day, and she keeps me going, and she validates all my feelings and, you know, listens to me, and she's just, like, my biggest fan, and I literally couldn't do this without either of them. So, gosh, what a soft spot.
No, and it's really special to hear you talk about your parents, because, you know, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that is super lucky, and I mean, I feel that.
Yeah, like, we've talked about it.
So close to my parents too, and it's like that hits such a soft spot, because you sometimes can't explain what parents do for you.
No, you can't. Like, and then when you're actually asked to, like, sit and reflect on it, you're like, how do you, like, I could talk a whole episode about, like, everything my mom and my dad have done for me. Like, oh my God.
I'm feeling so emotional.
We're just unwell. No, my mom and dad, have made me, like, there's a reason I am who I am today, and it's 100% because of those two. Yeah. So I think that's exactly what I have to say about that. Like, I am me because of them. So yeah. That's my answer.
Sorry, I'm tears in my eyes. I can't actually read the questions because I'm welting, tearing up.
Tears welting.
Okay. What three qualities do you need in a good friend?
Oh, okay. Good one. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Three qualities I need in a good friend. I think I need, well, to hop off what I just said, like a friend who's understanding of my busy schedule, like, and just like gets it, like knows that that is who I am and that's what I'm doing. And I'm lucky that all my friends are, like, they just know we'll see each other when we need to see each other. Like, they're not mad at me for being such a busy girl. So I would say understanding. I'm a words of affirmation girl. So like hearing I'm a good friend is like always reassuring to me, you know? But
yeah.
That is like, that's the love languages for a reason. Like, some of my friends are not that way, but it works. Like, they know how to adjust to me because that's my love language. Understanding, words. Oh my gosh. There's so many qualities. I would say, like, it's just effortlessly easy. Like, there's no making intense plans. Like, there's no needing to force conversations. It's just like, you can sit here and hang out and it just feels easy. Like, yeah. I don't know. I appreciate friendships like that so much that it feels easy and it doesn't feel like hard work. I don't think friendships should be like that.
Yeah. 100%. And I feel like we've all had different relationships in our lives where it does feel like work. And it's like, once you maybe take a step back, it's like, yeah, that's not how.
Yeah, no.
That's not what I need.
No, exactly. Yeah. There's sometimes, you know, our hangouts with my friends can be like super intentional, but also it's just like to be in the presence of your best friend and have it be easy it just makes all the difference. So
yeah,
I don't know if those weren't necessarily good answers, but yeah, those are
any answer is a good answer.
Thanks, Court. I love my friend. Shout out to my friend. Yeah. They're all the best.
It's so good. And it's so nice to hear it, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, let's switch up and let's just switch it up here.
Okay.
How would you describe... Now, I pre-wrote these, okay?
Okay.
How would you describe your dating life in one word?
Chaotic.
Okay, yes.
It was chaotic or messy, just because of my current state right now. Chaotic. That feels right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just... We're like...
Figuring it out.
Yeah. We're just one day at a time. No expectations. I will remind myself every week when we record that is the way. One day I'll come on here and be like, met my match, everyone.
Yeah.
No, not for now. But yeah, no chaotic really right now. But I would say my dating life is kind of also just a little bit on hold. Like, just we're refocusing.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So that's a good word.
Absolutely.
Chaotic, messy, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, what is a relationship deal breaker of yours? So something that someone does, you know, something that someone does that you are like, no way I can get into a relationship with someone like this, with this quality, or when they do this.
Okay, well, ever since we recorded that dating episode and you told me that one of the most important things for you in a relationship was... It's just like stuck in my brain now. I feel like you know where this is going, but like getting involved with my friends or family, like being involved and making the effort. And like now that's just like straight up a deal breaker with me. And yeah. I feel like I can tell at the beginning based on the things I've been through in the last like 3 to 6 months of dating, how people react to that and like wanting to be a part of my family's life and my friend's life and wanting to meet all those people that mean the most to me. You can tell off the bat. Like, I dated a guy and he would like only come over when my roommate wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like, he just like didn't want to like converse.
Which is like, that's just not realistic.
And I'm like, that's so unfair.
Yeah.
So now looking back on that and hearing what you said, like, it is a deal breaker for me. Like, that is not. And like I said, you can tell very early on. Like, I've been on dates and people will intentionally ask questions about the people in your life. And I'm like, you care. Like, you want to know these people, because I'm not going to just start dating you and drop all of my people. That is not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that
is your life. Like, it's just a part of your life. And when someone is like, has no interest in it.
Yeah.
That's such a red flag to me.
Agreed. And when, to flip it, like, when they do show interest, I'm like, you're so attractive.
Green flag.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge green flag.
Yeah.
So that's a deal breaker, I think, moving forward. Something I've learned that I'm like, no, we are not doing this.
And it's just, there's no need to put yourself in that type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because
no,
there's just no need.
No, there's no need. We don't need people like that. No. So that's my new deal breaker.
Okay. I'm here for it. I support that.
I know. I knew you would.
That is for sure. I agree. Like, that would be a deal breaker for me too.
Yeah, no.
That is just like,
bye. Yep.
Don't have time. Okay. Describe your dream date.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
This one's hard because it's like first date or just like date in general. If you had like someone, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say it's hard. Like, a dream date in Red Deer is kind of hard to like dream about.
Yeah.
Like, a good date for me is going for drinks. I'm a drinks over dinner gal for a first date.
Yeah.
I just feel like less expectations. But yeah, there's not much, like, there's not.
I know. Not, like, it's like, how do you dream up a date when it's like, what do you have to do here?
Yeah.
But a good first date would be like drinks.
Yeah, good first date. I would say like a dream date for me, honestly. Or like
maybe ideal.
Yeah,
maybe
ideal.
Maybe dream is the wrong word. Maybe ideal date.
Because a dream date, I'd be like, fly me to
Italy.
Yeah. No.
And when I thought of that question, I was like, you could just be sitting in Italy drinking wine.
Yes.
And that could be
a
dream date that one day you will be on.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, I would say I do have an ideal date.
Let's hear it.
My ideal date, I'm a sports gal. I would love to be taken to a hockey game. Love to. Like, that just sounds so fun to me. I don't get to watch very many hockey games myself. So I would just like love to be taken to a hockey game. And then I would love nothing more than like afterwards to go to like a little arcade.
Yeah.
Or listen, a karaoke bar.
Oh, right up your alley.
Like, give me someone who is not afraid to sing karaoke.
Yeah.
So I feel like go to a hockey game, like we're enjoying some drinks, keeping it light, fun, easy, going to play some games, and then karaokeing. I feel like that would be an ideal date for me, honestly.
I'm so
here. Can you see how much I'm glowing?
Yeah, I'm so here for that. I'm so here.
I just feel like that's like, yeah, that's beyond perfect. That is everything I love in one date.
Yeah.
So if anyone's listening who has someone, because now I want that to happen.
Yeah.
It will.
That for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's that, if that's what you want, it's going to happen.
Exactly. So yeah, that would probably be a good date.
Yeah. That sounds like a pretty good date.
Yeah.
I love a hockey. You know what? I do say, like, we all know my stance on hockey and how I am not invested in it, but I do like going to a hockey game.
Yes.
For the outing.
Yes.
Like, going to a hockey game at like Rogers Place is just unmatched.
Unmatched.
Which, it's so expensive and it just takes costs your arm to get in there. But like, so worth it.
So I know.
The experience there is so nice.
I know. I just like, as someone who is lucky enough to like work in sports, I don't get to go enjoy sports that often. So I would love that. Like, a bucket list item for me is I want to go to every NHL arena.
Really?
Yeah, that's a crazy bucket list item for me.
That is a crazy bucket list.
Yeah, I have been to like a few, not nearly as many. I think my dad brought it up to me as his something on his bucket list, and I was like, I want to do it. So that's something I will work towards. I'm a big fan of hockey, so I would love to go out. So yeah, that's my ideal date.
I'm here for it. Okay, I feel like maybe one more.
Okay.
And we'll end on this. What is one token of the best life advice you've been given?
Okay.
Of course, that was very broad, but like,
no.
What's a piece of life advice that you've been given?
My dad gave me this advice, and if you've listened to this episode and you hear me talk about work, it'll make sense, but it's do what you love, love what you do, and don't work for money. And I feel like in my 25 years on this earth, I have done that. Like, I work because I'm passionate about something and because I love what I'm doing. And that's why I feel like I'm such a happy gal and like so overjoyed to talk about work, because a lot of people work every day and they do not talk like that. So my dad said that to me a long time ago, and he lives by it, and I now live by it. But it's love what you do, or do what you love, love what you do, and don't work for money.
I'm obsessed with that, because it is so lucky and such a privilege to be able to talk about work in such a passionate way.
Right.
And you're right, not everybody, and it's honestly a handful of people. Mm-hmm. Are like so passionate about what they do.
Yes.
And they can say, I love what I do.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, I'm so lucky to say that, and like say that every job that I have fills my cup to an extreme. Are there hard days? Yes. Do I get frustrated?
It's not perfect.
Yet. But there are people who go to work every day and hate their lives. And I'm very lucky to not be one of those. So I know when a job is filling my cup, and so I will keep doing it, and like I just won't give it up. And I think the part of not working for money is very interesting, because I don't know, when my dad said that, like, I asked him to like break that down for me, and he's like, well, when you love what you do, like, money doesn't matter. And I'm like, no, you're so right.
Yeah,
like, you're so right. You just do it because you love it, and the money's just a bonus. Like,
yeah.
I would work all of these jobs, volunteer, no problem.
Yeah,
I need to make a living, so like, I obviously don't. But I think that's an important part of the message.
And it's hard, because it's like it's sometimes hard to explain, but having like the passion for the job is worth more than
exactly
the money.
Yep.
So it's like, if you're getting a little bit less, mm-hmm. but you are gaining so much more in a life sense and in a fulfilling sense, that is going to pay you more than anything else could ever do.
Agreed. Yeah.
So
that
I also have been raised in a sense where you have to wake up and love what you do.
Yeah, you do.
You have to own it. You have to be who you want to be.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be sitting doing something you don't want to do.
You don't. So why would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I 100% stand by it, and I think it's such an important message, and now it's just what I choose to do in my everyday. So I just love what I do, every single job. Aww. I could talk about it for days.
We might have to.
We might
just have to do round two of All Morgan Questions, because that was so good.
That was so good. I love that.
I love hearing all of your answers, and just like giving you the space and the floor today was so good.
Yeah, that
because
was...
it's like, I am obsessed.
I know. You're so good. I'm obsessed too. I get a little giddy. That was very nice. Thanks for welcoming me into the hot seat today.
The hot seat.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm excited to do you next.
I'm nervous because I know like that feeling of like, what? I'm supposed to make up an answer on the spot. Was that good enough?
I know. That's straight up how I felt. I'm like, did I even talk English? Yeah. Like, was that there? Anyway. Yeah. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. I mean, I feel like that's a really good place to wrap it up today.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for 6,000.
Yes. Thank you. We appreciate you more than ever. We say it every week, but seriously, changed my life for sure. And I'm sure it changed Court's. It's just been such a fun adventure so far, and we're excited to keep going.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah, so happy.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's been great. So thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening, and I guess we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, see you next week.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.